If you want to talk about slander, Pete Santilli is the master, okay? The master of slander. He almost does nothing but, you know, when we started Guerrilla Media and we came up with these principles, right, by which we should follow, he violated so many of them within a week of coming up with them that it would make your head spin, right? It's like, have fun. Always check and provide source links to certify that the article they say is true and accurate to the best of the knowledge at the time of publishing. If an error or critical omission is reported, we must publicly retract and issue corrections when necessary. Always remain in touch with the audience, contactable by email or website contact form. Encourage constructive criticism from our audience as well as fellow journalists. Practice good interpersonal communication. Defend against attacks using the phalanx principle, the impenetrable wall of shields, protecting the person next to you or the phalanx falls apart. Admit we're wrong and apologize to our audience publicly when necessary. Agree to maintain high ethical standards with spontaneity during broadcasts. Agree and share our ideas openly with audiences and colleagues. Be transparent, avoid secrecy and covert activity between ourselves and the audience. Display the network logo in our published work and or post to signify that they've abided by the core principles of Guerrilla Media. Mutually respect each other and treat their audience members with the same level of respect. Be truthful at all times. As lying is the ultimate crime in journalism, we agree to go before the Leadership Council, a panel of journalists assembled to act as guardians, liaisons, and leaders for our members for judgment, and if found guilty, punishment or banishment. The Leadership Council is assembled to ensure truth, peace, and justice for all, not entirely dissimilar from the Jedi Council, and infiltrators will be identified and go before the Leadership Council for immediate expulsion and abide by the KISS principle, keep it seriously simple, no scumbaggery, meaning dishonesty, physical harm inflicted on others, or theft or damage to private property. We do not start fights, we finish them. Expect to create our own income and support ourselves, only ask for financial help if no other option is available in order to ensure financial independence. He violated about 16 out of those 20 principles within a week of making them up. And this is a recording from Susanna Cole defaming both myself and Suzanne Posel for exposing them. This happened right after we did an hour-long interview explaining what he's been doing and how he's been treating us. Listen to this. This is about 3.5 minutes, and it's very important that you remember those guiding principles that I just mentioned, because they actually do come into the video at this point here. Listen to this.
Hello. My name is Susanna Cole, and I'm a founding member of the so-called Guerrilla Media. Let me tell you what the Vinnie Eastwood and Suzanne Posel video exposing Antilli is really hiding. If it is true that Guerrilla Media is still the same Guerrilla Media that I was involved in with Vinnie Eastwood, then that means I, Susanna Cole, still hold title as a founding member and still sit on council. Yet I was never contacted when decisions were made concerning Pete Santilli. Like any socialist tyranny, Pete was wrongfully tried and convicted by people who had decided he was guilty so he could never prove he was innocent. Like every other form of elitism, they excluded any voice that would stand up for Pete's right to defend himself. Suzanne Posel, David Posel, Danny Romero, and Vinnie Eastwood decided in secrecy that Pete Santilli was guilty as charged. Welcome to the New World Order. In this elite group, there are no rights to a fair trial, no rights to speak, no rights to a witness on your behalf, and no rights to representation. Would you want to live in a world ruled by these four people? That's all you need to ask yourself. But not only did they convict Pete Santilli, they also convicted the people closest to him. No Messiah, Rocket, Dr. Judy Wood, Ashley Jones, and myself. All of us, held against our will, tried in their court, and hung out in the public to be shamed under their tyrannical rule. They found us all guilty by association, and therefore under their sick and twisted core values felt they had the right to slander us and misrepresent us without ever once giving us the opportunity to defend ourselves. In true fashion, they went to the airwaves and created a piece of propaganda to cover their asses and gain sympathy from the people who are more than eager to soak up this type of tabloid journalism. Does this or does this not represent everything we abhor? Does this or does this not represent everything we detest? What the hell are we fighting for if this is what we are left with? Let it be known from this day forward that I, Susanna Cole, hereby withdraw my name, that is in good standing, and relinquish all ties with the idea of the oppressive communist media known as guerrilla media under the tyrannical rules set forth by Benny Eastwood, Suzanne Posel, David Posel, and Danny Romero. That from this day forward, I reserve the right to form, cultivate, and expand my own idea of a guerrilla media that is founded by and under the protection of the Constitution of the United States of America, to speak freely without fear of conviction, without fear of suppression, without fear of punishment, and without loss of my dignity and my privacy. I am Guerrilla Media Network, and I answer to no master. I am strong, and I am unbreakable. I stand in the face of all tyranny, no matter what form it comes in. Simplify, motherfucker.
Huh. Wow.
Joke, man. Who the heck she thinks she is?
I'm incredibly freaking.
Was there a flag in the background waving, or?
Oh yeah. No. They had like a whole bunch of stuff of like the moon landing and nukes going off and like evil presidents of the United States and 9/11 and all of this kind of stuff. It's just every single thing in it is just like if I wasn't so enraged by the lies and deception and scumbaggery, I'd be cracking up laughing. In fact, I have before.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's the
kind of people we're
dealing
with. You just heard the principles, and then you just heard, just for even in your own words, that's even 3.5 minutes. We haven't even described to you what they did yet. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand what kind of a psychotic fracking mentality that it takes to lie so overarchingly, blatantly, and scumbaggerily to steal my freaking idea? All right? And they say, oh, the tyrannical rule that Vinny and Danny Romero and Suzanne Posel came up with. Pete Santilli himself came up with a number of those rules. And he violated them anyway because he doesn't know how to keep his word unless it's giving his word to try and destroy myself and Suzanne Posel, as he has been trying to do for a long time. He has sent his goons after us. He has sent his entire army and gaggle of psychopathic proto-scum after us. I have screenshots. I'm like foaming at the mouth here because it makes me so angry. I have so many screenshots of all of these trolls and trash that love him, that love being freaking lied to by a psychopath, coming and abusing me, threatening me, doing the same thing to Suzanne Posel, and I'm freaking sick of it. Anybody who ever supports Pete Santilli in future, as far as I'm concerned, you are my enemy. 100% whole lock, stock, and barrel until you reject his scumbaggery.